Now, this morning, we've been talking about the Trilanders, and Aurelius trial flights of the aircraft, which could replace the Trilander, has now finished. The Dornier 228 was being tested on the state's own airline inter-island routes for 2 weeks to gauge its suitability. Here's the chief executive of Aurelius, Mark Darby.
The aircraft, we feel, is reaching the end of its economic life. You know, it's expensive to maintain, expensive to keep in the air. Spare parts are getting harder to find. And, you know, that's on one side. The other side is really passenger appeal. When people think about what they're getting on in terms of the Trilander versus something like the Dornier, it was a more comfortable experience. You know, it was dry, it was warm. You know, these are things you don't hear about on the Trilander.
So what about the potential replacement for the Trilander? Here's what passengers who've been on the Dornier 228 thought of it.
Brilliant. Comfortable. Not cramped. Could hold a conversation if you wanted to. I think you can put your head back and go to sleep if you want to and not be crammed in next to the next passenger.
It's much quicker. I think it's a little noisier than the Trilander, but you have to be a small person to fly in it.
Positive sides, comfy seats, lots of leg room. Negative, coming on is a bit difficult for slightly older, less able people. So getting off and on certainly is a bit easier on Joey.
Well, it's faster, which is good, less time in the air, but I didn't think it was any smoother than the Trilander today.
Lots of leg room, which is great, very comfortable seat.
Well, I thought it was very good. I think it was warm and dry, which makes a change. Yeah, I would go for the Dornier.
I'd go with a Trilander any day. But that's for romantic reasons rather than for practical reasons. So, you know, heart says one thing and practicality says the other.
So what does all of this mean then for everyone's favourite Trilander, Joey? Here's Mark Darby again.
Perhaps the thing that will be most problematic about keeping Joey flying is a thing called SB190, which is a maintenance programme that we have to go through every 2 years on the aircraft, where we basically take it apart and rebuild it. It's hugely expensive, probably £150,000 every 2 years, just to keep the aircraft in the air. We don't have any choice. This is sort of mandated by the Civil Aviation Authority. And yeah, I think that's going to be the biggest challenge to actually keeping it flying.
Former Trilander pilot Captain Ralph Burridge has been reminiscing with us this morning and says, for those who want to save Joey, they do have to be realistic. He's too expensive to keep.
The best thing they could do with Joey really is to strip it all out as a state's only, strip it all out and stick it on a plinth as a gate guardian at Guernsey Airport.
Yeah, so maybe after a long career in the skies, it finally is time to put Joey to bed.
Joey, the little yellow plane, was at London Airport for the first time. He was waiting there to meet a very important person from America and fly him to the islands. To pass the time, he spoke to a giant jumbo.